What if you fail? Failure, you know, there is no such thing as failure, but many people think, I apply for this job, I give this presentation, what if they say no? And you need to deal with this, because the truth is, you're gonna hear no for many times throughout your career. I went for dozens, if not hundreds of interviews, and I heard a lot of no. I have friends, you know, that actually they got one no and they've given up. They send a letter or a CV to a company and they think, oh, I'm never gonna make it because I got one no. Don't take no for an answer, you know. Listen to the feedback that you get. There is no such thing as failure unless you let it stop you. You need to acknowledge the effort that you make, okay? So you apply for new jobs or you ask for a performance review to get a raise, and someone said no, you know, acknowledge yourself, like, yes, I tried, I had the courage to ask for it. Now, what are you gonna do about it? And if you didn't get feedback, you know, you can make up your own feedback, like, okay, what can I do better in the next situation, so the next time you're better prepared. And it's kind of like a typical recruitment or salary negotiation process. It's like, you're here, and here's the result. So when you ask for a raise, it's like, okay, I'm here, I need to do my performance review, my manager needs to see the value, it needs to be written in a new contract, they need to give it to me, and then I have my result. Now sometimes you start, and okay, you only come till here, you ask for it, and they say no. Now you go back to the drawing board, and you do it differently, you ask for it in a different way, and now you get to this step, so you're a little bit further. And this is how feedback can really help you. The same is true when you apply for a new job. So you're currently here, you don't have a job, you're starting out, you want a new job, and here's your new job. A typical cycle is the company finds you or a recruiter finds you. They invite you for a pre-interview. There's a skill assessment. There's a first interview and a second interview, and there's where you get it. Maybe you pass all of these first couple of steps, but then they say no. So you know that you need to ask for feedback on how to improve this. So you're back to the drawing board, and the next time maybe you make it till the second interview. And this takes a little bit of practice, but there's no such thing as failure. You need to acknowledge yourself, like, yes, I was invited and I made it to the second interview. How amazing is that? Because most people don't get that far. You know, acknowledge your effort, because again, I can't stress this enough. You know, so many people, they give up when they hear no, and they feel devastated, like their dreams are crushed. But they're not crushed unless, you know, you let it be crushed. Now, if you choose to go for a recruiter, they're often able to give you great feedback, because their whole job is to make sure that, you know, you align with great companies so they can earn their commission check. So often recruiters, they get feedback from the company. Like for example, in the last job, there was a second and a first and second interview and a skill assessment. So they told me like, okay, Bart, the first interview went great. They're like this and this and this. Or for a position that I applied for previously, I didn't make it. So they said, you know, they liked you, but they didn't feel like you could do this and this and this. So that's why they chose not to go for a second interview. And this is great if you get this feedback. And this is why I really like recruiters, because they're able to give it to you. Many companies, if you go directly for an interview, they're not going to give you feedback. They just send you a standard email. They say, sorry, but thank you for your consideration. We really enjoyed meeting you, but you didn't make it. And they stop replying. You know, if you ask for feedback, they don't respond. And that happened to me many, many times. Here's another key. With recruiters, often you may need more than one recruiter, because recruiters, they all have like their own companies and their own industries. The more recruiters you know, the more opportunity you have as well, because they have all these jobs available. If you are with one recruiter, maybe you have 10 positions. If you are registered with two recruiters, maybe they also have 10 positions. So now there's 20 potential positions. Make sure that you know and register with as many recruiters as possible. Finally, you know, when you go from start of your career till a new position, here are the stages that are usually there, like your CV. If you don't make it past your CV stage, it means that often, you know, your CV is not visible online, or your CV is not good enough, okay? So if you don't get past that, make sure that people can find your CV. The second stage is often like a first call, like, you know, kind of an informal call, like, hey, we found your CV, how's it going? And this is really to find out, like, are you a right match or not? So make sure that you sell yourself, but you also stay authentic. And keep that in mind when you don't get past this stage, that maybe they didn't like you, or you didn't sell yourself well enough, or they had like the wrong impression of you. So use that as feedback to improve. The next stage is usually your first interview. Make sure that you align yourself with the company. Again, it's not so much about you, but also like what you can do for the company, how you can help, how you can add value. And also make sure that you answer the skill-based questions correctly, because usually you get these kinds of questions in your first interview. Now, some bigger companies usually have a second interview as well. And usually this is just to get approval from a senior manager, or they want to meet you as well. Make sure you are your best self, because often in this case, the hiring manager already likes you. They just need to get final approval. Make sure that, you know, you give a great impression. And you can even ask your hiring manager, like, okay, you know, I know that you invited me for the second interview, but what are we going to do? And what's important? Like, what do I need to demonstrate? And if they really want you to get that job, they can give you some great feedback there. And then, of course, you have your probation period, and then you are hired. What you can ask for is, like, what's required for the role to be successful? And if you know that, you know how to prepare and how to crush it at your interview.